U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, will meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this weekend on a trip through the Middle East to try to keep up pressure for a peace deal despite a few signs of compromise on either side.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military earlier this week arrested a Bethlehem University student, Ms. Berlanti Azam, at a checkpoint as she was returning to university from a neighboring town. Ms. Azam, a Christian student born in Gaza, was bound, blindfolded, and detained by Israeli soldiers before being taken back to her family home in Gaza.
Brother Jack Curran is the Vice President for Development at Bethlehem University. He told us this is the first time a student has been arrested simply for being born in Gaza, and that they are doing all they can to help Ms. Azam complete her last year of university.
We understand she's safe. We've spoken to her on the phone from here, from Bethlehem, a few times. And we are doing everything we can. We're trying to get the international community to help make sense of this, to get Berlanti back to Bethlehem, where she wants to be, at the Vatican-sponsored university in Bethlehem, to finish her degree. Actually, this is the first time we've had a student taken from us and brought to Gaza for just being a person who was born in Gaza, for no other reason than that. And we had other students, however, who, like, we currently have 12 students in Gaza who were waiting to get here. They've been applying for permission since last May 2009, and they still have not been able to get out of Gaza to come here to Bethlehem. The other thing just to know is that the Apostolic Nuncio, His Excellency Archbishop Antonio Franco, has been in touch with the Israeli Foreign Ministry about this student Berlanti and trying to get her back to Bethlehem so she can finish her courses.